Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we've got a treat for you today. New person in the studio, 4-H manager for Anderson County, Jeanette Steinbaugh. I think that's a name that might be familiar to a few people around town. Good morning.
Good morning.
I mentioned being familiar. You're new in the position. You're not new to Ottawa. What did you do before you started this job?
I taught second grade at Hawthorne previously till it closed, and then Garfield Elementary, and I've taught in Ottawa for 34 years at second grade level.
I love second graders. They're so much fun. Everything is new and interesting, and seeing those little faces when they pick up a new thing.
Yes.
So, switching over from teaching, how did you land in as 4-H program manager?
Well, I decided to retire from education and knew I needed another job and still kind of wanted to work with children. I have a 4-H background, and so this is just kind of fitting right into my interests. It gives me an opportunity to still work with children, but yet in a different way and just start a new season in my career.
Okay. And what is your 4-H background? You were in yourself?
I was. I was in the Burlingame 4-H Club in Osage County for 12 years as a member. And then after I got married and had children, our daughters were in 4-H here in Franklin County in the Pomona Pioneers Club for 8 years. I also was co-club leader, helped sponsor a CWF trip to Washington, D.C. in the past. I've been on the extension board in the past. So I have quite a background in 4-H.
Yeah, I'd say that sounds like a pretty good amount of involvement. What was your area in 4-H? Like, there's photography, there's livestock and everything else. What did you like best?
Well, I was in a lot of various projects. Didn't do a whole lot with the livestock area, but I did cooking and sewing, arts and crafts, woodworking. My dad was my woodworking leader, so really learned how to build and refinish a lot of projects. Sewing, I loved sewing. I loved cooking. And arts and crafts, all those things to do with my hands, made very busy summers.
I think you and I are going to get along just fine. So what exactly is going to be your role as 4-H program manager for Anderson County?
Well, I'm kind of learning that as I go, but I know the primary and most important job right now is getting ready for the fair. So we are working on hiring judges for the fair, getting sponsors organized for the different fair awards. The fair is in Anderson County July 24th through the 29th. So we've got about a month and a half to get awards organized and the fairgrounds all fixed up. And I'm really just kind of learning as I go, and everybody is very gracious in helping me out in the Frontier District, so I appreciate that.
Ah, they're all good folks.
Yes.
Does it feel kind of odd to be on this side of the fair?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I've been a member, I've been a parent, now I'm on the other side making sure things that get organized and kind of learning the opposite side of the whole process and figuring out how things showed up at the fairgrounds all the time.
I knew it was a lot of work, but wow.
Yeah.
What has been your, I know you're still new into this, but what has been your biggest challenge so far?
I think the biggest challenge is currently there have been a lot of files saved on the computer that are very helpful, but it's a process of finding the correct file and how it was named and those types of things. But once I find it, then it's already been made for me and it's ready to go. And I can just rename it the way it's going to help me remember and use it next year when it comes time.
Imagine that. The technology is the most baffling part.
Yes.
I think that's pretty much the same in just about every new job that anybody steps
yes.
into. What are you really looking forward to now that you're in this role? You've worked both sides of 4-H, like you said, as a participant, you've done the parent bit, and now you're in the middle of it. What are you looking forward to especially?
I think right now I'm really looking forward to the fair and seeing all the hard work that the members have done to get ready for the fair. And then after that, I think that what I'm looking forward to is helping kids get re-enrolled that are already members, and then hopefully being able to go into the schools and encourage and promote students to join 4-H and increase our numbers in our clubs.
Absolutely. That sounds great. Well, welcome aboard.
Thank
we look
you.
Forward to talking to you again and hearing about some of the program management that you're going to be involved in.
Yes, thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredosine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood